Will you go grab one of the ladies?
Right now, though, we have to focus on giving away these two tickets to tonight's game that we have. And these come with a parking pass as well, do they not?
Lower bowl, parking pass, all the good stuff. I'm assuming that you could make a pretty penny off this if you wanted to, but it looks like these people are in for the long haul. They want to make the most of their Maverick experience. And why not? This is, could be a once-in-a-lifetime deal for a lot of people. I mean, truly.
Now, do you want to tell everybody what you want them to do? Is this the time for that yet, or should we meet this lovely contestant first?
Yeah, come sit down over here, sugar. All right, just make sure they're not out there on their phones getting information
Bottom.
And all that stuff. Put this headset on. Don't be nervous.
You should be nervous.
Just be yourself.
Okay.
What's your name?
Kelly.
Kelly.
Kelly,
mm-hmm.
You are my whore.
Why right out of the chute?
Why not?
You look rather Irish to me. Is that a good guess?
A little Irish.
A little Irish?
Everybody.
Probably a lot of other things, too. So.
How old are you?
27.
And what do you do for a living?
I do HR.
HR, huh?
HR, wow.
You said it right there.
That's pretty outstanding.
Now, are you a Mavs fan?
Yeah,
you
I
are?
Am.
Are you an Us fan?
Yes, I'm definitely a Hardline fan.
You are?
That's are you with
nice.
Man these days?
I'm married.
Kids?
Mm. No.
Good
no
for
kids.
You. It's too young to. It's almost too
when
young
was
to be married.
The last time you got laid?
I think my husband's listening, so I probably should.
Well, hopefully it was
hot.
With him.
Hell, he may not even know, you know? All right, so essentially what we're doing here is giving away a pair of Mavericks tickets. Now, you're a big Hardline fan. That's a key, okay? You're going to have to take this pen and actually, you don't even have to add the pen and paper. You can just say it out loud since we're going one at a time. If you are aware, we have something called the Hardline.
Time out. Are we going to do it one at a time now?
That's not the plan, honey.
The plan is for everybody to hear it at once?
Yeah.
Okay, just stick with that.
We were going to all roll it at once and then have them write down as many as they can remember.
No, I thought Danny said it'd be funnier if we did it, if we had...
Well, Danny doesn't always know what's funnier. Danny's not a funny guy.
But then we basically overrode him and said we're going to just play it all at once.
Do it your way.
Yeah, this doesn't take... God.
We should have gone with the girl with the biggest jokes.
No, Danny wanted to play each one of these individually. All right, I'm taking charge. I'm controlling this. Everybody else shut up. How about that? You're going to listen to a series of drops called the Hardline Zoo. It is your job. It's only about 14 seconds worth of drops. After it's done, we're going to give you about... I don't know, 10 seconds or so to name as many of those animals as you can, okay? You understand the game?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I say Hardline Zoo, I mean it's us, okay? You know, you've heard those drops before many times, okay? All right, so here is your... Now, listen closely. This happens very fast.
Do I need to write these down?
If you want to, yes, you can. You can. And it's going to happen very fast. And then you can. We'll have you name as many as you can, as you have heard, all right? So here you go, Groobs.
Rough. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Honk. Who?
Boom, boom.
Here.
I'd
bet.
Waka! Waka!
Nay, moo.
Bah.
God.
Good luck.
All right.
So, am I supposed to name
as many
person
as you can.
Who said that?
No,
or,
no.
The animal.
The animal. Just
okay.
The animal. So, there are... By the way, there are 16 of them, so just name as many as you can.
Okay, then I was writing down who said them, but I'll try. A horse, a cow, a sheep, a rooster,
horse, cow, sheep, rooster.
Oh, I don't know.
That's not bad. You've got 4 of 16. You're betting 25%.
Yeah, we don't know how this is going to go, so you might be a player in this thing.
Probably not. That was kind of a disappointing performance.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Well, let's see what these others do.
Okay.
I mean, we don't know how this is going to go, so you just stand by, okay?
Okay.
I mean, 4 could win this thing. Who knows?
All right.
Did she get 4 of them?
Yeah, she got 4.
Yeah, you did.
Yes.
You did.
All 4 of the ones that she got are... Definitely in there.
Okay. All right, sweetie. Go on out there. Bring the next girl in.
I thought we were going to make him name the person, like Mike Cow and...
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
That ship has sailed, honey.
It may have been too convoluted, honey. All right, sweetheart, sit down here. You are our first girl, actually, that came in here. Your name is Christy. Other way, put the headset on the other way. Yeah, that's okay. You're doing
You are my whore.
Yes, you are his whore. Now, Chrissy.
Christy.
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 Oh, Chrissy?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Like
I'm
in
sorry.
Three's Company. Now, Chrissy, how old are you?
Queefy.
42.
That's a great age.
Of the demographic, no less.
It's a solid age. So you probably have two kids, ages 12 and 9.
14 and 11.
Oh, so close. Good at this game.
Now, are you with man these days?
Yes. He's supposed to be down here. He was coming down to see me, but...
Really?
Now, what do you do for a living?
Interior designer.
Interior design.
No, that's fancy. So, like, it's not boring.
You can hang pictures and stuff like that?
Yes.
And, like, you can look at a room and figure out angles and colors and that type of thing? And
all that kind of stuff.
Wow, that's useful, you know?
It's handy.
All right, what else is handy is your retention. We are going to play you a series of drops.
Do you know who we are, by the way?
Yes, I know who you are. Big P1.
That's okay. Sweet. That's very
you
sweet.
You just need some attention from me.
All right, so we're going to play a series of drops from the very well-known and rather new Hardline Zoo. Yeah, these are drops from us that sound like animals. It
yes.
is your job to remember as many of these animals as you can.
Okay.
So
now,
this is a rapid-fire succession of drops, okay?
Okay. And just remember the animals.
Yes, remember the animals. Who is saying it and whose voice it is, that doesn't matter.
Okay.
Just the animal.
You are to identify the animal.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Yes. Are we
going
to let her write them down?
If you want, if that helps your memory. Okay. We gave the other girl about 20 seconds to come up with as many as she could.
Okay.
I can't tell you how many she named, but...
This happens fast, so pay attention.
Yeah, okay. It's quick. All right, group, she's ready.
Rough. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Honk. Who?
Boom, boom.
Air.
I'd
bad.
Waka! Waka!
Nay, moo.
Bad.
And there you have it.
All right, Chrissy.
Oh, I don't think
it's quick. It's okay. It's okay. You may do better than you think. What do you got here?
Okay. Dog, cow. I wrote a G. What is that for? Oh, goose.
Yes.
Cat? No.
No.
I have owl, cow. I think I skipped a few. Owl, cow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a caw. Is that an eagle? sheep. Another cow and another. I had too many cows, didn't I?
All right, by my count, you have six correct, though.
Yeah, she's got dog, two cows, a goose, an owl, and a sheep.
Yeah,
and all of those are in there, huh?
She got the eagle,
but
okay.
But that's a hawk. But
a hawk.
I think that counts, man, because we've never really
same thing.
Yeah, we'll count that. So that's
a
six.
A bird of prey.
Yes, it is a bird of prey.
This is so bad for me because I gave up TV and talk radio for Lent, so I missed the whole barnyard thing.
TV and talk radio.
I watch sports. I
that doesn't help
sports.
Us.
I know, but I mean, my husband kept me updated.
Okay.
So I heard all about the zoo, but I never heard the actual animal.
We can't have people giving us up for Lent.
Lent? No, that's what chocolate's for, and sex and stuff,
wine and
right,
and cigarettes
die,
and stuff,
die,
and
church.
Die, yeah. Die. Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, give up church for Lent. How about that?
Sure. All right, well,
sucks.
So far you're in the lead.
She's got how many?
Yes, you're
in the lead.
Clubhouse,
okay.
Chrissy.
Yeah. So
all right, Chrissy,
so
yeah.
Good things
okay.
could be happening.
Go get
here.
The next girl over there. What's our promo guy's name?
Salas is his name.
Salas?
Salas.
Salas.
S-A-L-L-I-S. Salas of Dallas.
What? Okay, so
yes,
easy to remember.
He's Dallas Salas.
Yes. All right, sweetie, put this headset on. Have a seat.
All right, now she's the husband of the wife of this interloper, isn't she?
Yes, this is Lauren. He was the first guy down here. We said girls only. He got his wife. We said that she would be eligible. So here she is right now. Lauren, how old are you?
I'm 22.
22?
How old's that old slag heap you're married to?
24.
He looks 48.
God almighty. Are you sure?
I thought he graduated high school like in 82.
Have you ever seen documentation on him?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Are you sure?
He is 45 if he's a day. God almighty.
That
probably all
gross.
Tore up.
All right, so do you listen to
yeah,
the station?
He's a big old tore-up bald guy.
Yeah, he's real tall and big and bald and stuff. But I'm sure he's real pleasant to be around, correct?
He's not big, he's built.
Oh, he's built. Okay, that's a good way to put it. Now, Lauren, what do you do for a living? Are you in college or high school? What do you do?
I work for a dentist.
A dentist?
Yes.
Okay.
So you stick your hands in people's mouths all day?
Sometimes.
Are you a hygienist?
No, I work at the front. I manage the front.
Okay, fair enough. So you are a listener.
I am.
Okay, we have something called the hard line.
Who am I?
Mike.
Do you enjoy having your hair pulled?
We have something called the Hardline Zoo here. We're going to play you a series of drops of us mimicking animals. It is your job. These are very fast, rapid fire. It is your job to write down and tell us after this is over with as many animals as you can, okay? Don't worry about whose voice it is.
Okay.
Just the animals.
Okay.
You got it?
I got it.
All right, Groobs.
Ruff. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Honk.
Who?
Boom, boom.
I'd
bad.
Waka! Waka!
Nay, moo.
Bad.
Nay, moo. Okay, Lauren, let us know. What do you got here?
I have a bird, a cow.
Wait a minute. Does bird, is that suffice?
Yes.
Okay.
A cow.
Yes.
A dog.
Yes.
A goat.
Yes.
And a horse.
Yes.
I don't have any more.
Oh, you're one short, sweetheart.
Oh, no.
Oh, Lauren.
I can't.
Oh, my.
You're one short.
So close.
Wow.
Hurts to miss that one, doesn't it?
Sucks to be you tonight.
Yeah. I would like to puncture you at a rapid pace.
I don't listen to him. He's too old for you.
Dan, be nice.
Dan?
All right. Dan, be nice. You mean Danny?
That's Groobs.
That is Groobs.
Groobs is playing the sound effects, sweetheart.
All right, Lauren.
Name.
You got a great laugh, by the way.
Thanks.
All right, go get our last contestant in there, Salas from Dallas. And in walks the girl that Mike just allowed to be in here because...
Well, look at her.
What? I know.
Take a picture. Take a picture.
I will.
Send it to me.
I
want it.
Get your purse.
She's not...
Have a seat over here.
The one that came in here later on that
right here.
Disallowed.
Right here, sweetie.
But there's nothing wrong with this one.
All right, first off,
she's
I'm
very
gonna,
young, though.
I'm going to have to...
She's young. I'll bet.
She's not that young.
I'll bet she is, too.
No, she's not. First off, Whitney. Oh, that'd be great if we were together because that's my sister's name. And I'd always remember your name. Whitney, how old are you?
I'm 25.
25. See? She's 25. Here, hang
25.
On.
25.
Give me a smile, sweetie. There you go. All right. We got her picture. Now, Whitney, do you listen to the radio station?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes.
Who's he? You know who this
Corby.
Is?
It's good.
He's a snake.
She nailed it.
He's the snake.
Where are you from, Whitney?
Denison, Texas.
Denison.
Mm-hmm.
Small town girl.
Texoma land.
Yes.
Wow. I will wear you out.
What? Okay.
He has nothing to do with this.
Oh, don't worry. Yeah, don't look at Tony the engineer, okay?
Now, what are you
staring at him?
What do you do for a living?
I'm an interior designer.
What? You got competition out there.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, yes. One of those girls is an interior designer.
Competing interior designers here.
Well.
You are my whore.
Good.
All right, now, Whitney.
Are you with men?
With man? With
yes.
You got a boyfriend?
Yes.
Husband?
Husband.
You're married.
Well, they marry young in Denison.
At 25? Man, he gave it up early.
How old's a husband?
He's 30.
Okay, that's fair enough. You don't like him, do you?
I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Is he from Denison, too?
Yes.
He is?
He is.
How did y'all start meeting? When did you start dating? Like when you were 14?
Mm-hmm. He wanted to.
You used to go across the river to Colbert?
Wait a minute.
You knew it.
He wanted to start dating when he was like 19 and you were 14?
Yeah, he tried.
Oh, my God.
Really?
No.
And you denied him?
Yes.
And you made him wait till when?
You kept him out of prison is what you did.
21?
21 is when you started? He tried to go after an eighth grader?
Yep.
And that didn't creep you out when you were 20?
Mm-mm.
What does he do for a living?
He's in surgical sales.
Boring!
All right, we got to roll.
Fascinating.
This. Now,
fascinating story.
Whitney.
You'll have to come up and let us get into this a little bit more with you sometime.
Okay, that'd be great. I'll see you tomorrow.
Whitney, we have something called the Hardline Zoo.
Okay.
And the Hardline Zoo consists of...
My goat.
Yes, it consists of a lot of that, a lot of noises that we make kind of mimicking animals. Uh-huh. We're going to play you a series of drops with a bunch of Hardline Zoo animals in there. It is your job to simply name as many of these animals as you can. Not the voices that correspond with them, just the animals themselves.
Okay.
Yes.
You got it? So if you need some help writing them down, these come very fast. Okay?
I got to write them down?
You, or either.
You don't have to write them down.
You got a good memory.
Either remember them or write them down, but it happens real fast.
Can you tell me how many there are?
It's kind of like sex with me. It happens real fast.
There's a bunch. There's a bunch. I can't tell you how many.
A bunch.
All right. Here we go, Groobs.
Ruff. cock-a-doodle-doo.
Honk.
Who?
This is not...
Here.
I...
Bad.
Waka! Waka!
Nay, moo.
Bad.
Wait.
Yeah.
That last one was just... I got zero.
Zero? What? You're doing good.
I can't even read my own handwriting.
Okay, let's hear what you got. Let's hear what you got.
Or think of...
That was scary. That was really fast.
I know. That's okay. The way we are, scary and fast.
It's like the Texas Giant.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also what sex with me is like.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
So nasty.
Go ahead, Whitney. Let's hear what you got.
Are you sure? Because I have five.
That's okay. See, let's hear what
Come
you
on!
Got.
Chicken. Cow. Corby. Cow. Sheep. Goat. Sheep.
Corby.
I heard you. There.
Technically, she's right.
Chicken. Cow.
All right, Whitney, I'm sorry.
Goat.
You did not win Mavericks tickets. To let everybody know, play it one more time, Grooves, and I'll rattle them off.
Rough. Cock a doodle doo.
Honk.
Who?
Boom boom.
Bear.
I'd
bad.
Waka! Waka!
Nay, moo.
Bad.
They are Mike Dog, Corby Dolphin, Mike Rooster, Greg Goat, Mike Goose, Greg Bird, Mike Owl, Danny Cow, Mike Bear, Greg Parrot, Mickey Lamb, Mike Goat, Corby Hawk, Mike Horse, Mike Cow, Danny Goat.
And Greg O'Piggy.
That was hard.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Greg O'Piggy at the end. So, yeah, it's very hard. It's very difficult. The winner only got six right, and you are the winner.
Yes. Yes, you
Would you like
are
to
the
be
winner.
In a porno
Chrissy
sometime?
Is the winner.
In life.
Yeah, I know. The interior designer, yeah. Too.
Okay.
Well, Whitney, you're a very beautiful young lady. We
thank
wish you nothing but success. And thank you for listening.
Yes, and all of your future endeavors.
Thank
yes.
You.
Do you ever hook up with other guys or girls?
All right, Whitney, thank you very much. Well, there you go.
Yes,
you
our winner is Chrissy.
Yes.
Are we going to re-interview her?
No.
Are we going to do an exit interview with her?
We don't have time for an exit interview. You know what? We probably need to do our own little Mavs segment coming up next. How about that?
Don't have time.
Oh, do we have to?
Yeah, we do. Real quickie.